NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system used by over 28,000 growing businesses. Head to netsuite.com/wallstreet for a special one-of-a-kind financing offer. netsuite.com/wallstreet, netsuite.com/wallstreet.
Here's your money briefing for Friday, June 24th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. With gas prices hovering around $5 a gallon, many Americans have started to pull back on driving, and that's making it harder for companies to get workers to start commuting to the office again. Some employers have found a fix.
We're seeing gift certificates to gas stations, one-time bonuses, as well as cost of living increases.
Our workplace reporter Catherine Dill has been checking into this, and we'll talk to her about it after the break.
In growing companies, there are two kinds of CFOs: the ones overwhelmed with manual processes, errors, and lack of control of the numbers, and the one who uses NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system, with visibility and control of financials, inventory, HR, planning, and budgeting. NetSuite is everything you need to grow all in one place. The CFOs that get it, get it. The CFOs that don't, don't. Head to netsuite.com/wallstreet for a special one-of-a-kind financing offer. netsuite.com/wallstreet.
We've told you about extra incentives and benefits that companies have put on the table as they try to retain employees and fill empty positions. Well, now that companies are encouraging workers to return to the office, you can add another item to that list: gas money. That can come as a relief for some workers, but it can also be a tricky financial balancing act for companies that are hoping to keep costs in check. WSJ Workplace reporter Catherine Dill joins us with more. Hey, Catherine, thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
So, Catherine, why is it important for companies to do this?
Well, companies are still, in most places, struggling to hire workers and to hang on to them once they get them. And so as workers contend with rising prices, it's a significant consideration for companies looking to retain those workers. Many companies are also hoping to bring workers back to the office, an increasing number of days per week starting in July. And it really coincides with these prices just spiking across the country. Companies have been trying to get back on their feet, get workers back in the office, but now they have to contend with this new obstacle where it may be too expensive right now for some workers to get in their cars.
How are companies helping employees afford rising gas prices?
We're seeing companies try an array of things here. You know, we're seeing gas reimbursement per mileage, which is a longer standing benefit for some companies. But we're seeing them go even above and beyond that. We're also seeing gift certificates to gas stations, one-time bonuses, as well as cost of living increases with the price of gas in mind.
Now, aside from directly helping out employees financially, what else are some companies doing to help ease the impact of the pain of the pump?
Some companies are really leveraging remote work to the extent that they can, either pulling back on some of those planned return to office policies or, you know, introducing more potential work from home days each week to cut down on those commuting costs.
Okay, but not everyone can do their job from home. How are companies dealing with that?
Right. Lots of workers actually have to be on site to perform their jobs. So one of the companies I spoke with in Seattle developed a formula to determine roughly how many gallons of gas each worker might potentially need to get to the office each week. And they started adding $1.50 per gallon stipend to each paycheck this spring.
Now, this isn't the first time gas prices have caused companies to take steps like this, right?
No, we've seen really high gas prices in the past, certainly, you know, $3.78 a gallon back in 2008. And so companies have explored some of these options before, but many of them point out that they're facing a little bit of a perfect storm right now of conditions, and that gas prices is just one of the concerns right now.
Wow, $3.78 a gallon? I think we could all deal with that.
I know, it sounds pretty good right now.
And you know, Catherine, this could help to get people back in the office and could help boost recruiting. But are companies you've spoken with concerned about benefits like this also weighing on their finances?
Yes, some companies have talked about introducing benefits like this, but held off for now. You know, especially for small businesses, they're concerned about what a looming recession could mean for their headcount. And so they're being really cautious about what does comp look like? What do benefits look like? What's that employer cost every month? You know, one of the employers I spoke with said that he'd love to hand out bonuses and gift certificates and things like that all the time, but he's really more concerned with people having a job to come to should we enter a recession. He also told me that he's holding off for now in order to avoid potential layoffs and as well as be able to continue to provide health insurance and 401k benefits while dealing with a significant rise in his own product costs.
Okay, that's Wall Street Journal reporter Catherine Dill. Catherine, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.